Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Otto Denning. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Pote. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ray Pote. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jimmy Bloodworth. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ned Harris. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bertie Tebbets. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dizzy Trout. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dizzy Trout. And now, play ball. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pote fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a line drive towards the mound. Trout reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harris moves to second. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harris scores. Trout moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bloodworth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trout scores. It's 2-0, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Pote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pote strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pote fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-1 in the game. York hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to second. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0-for-1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner scores. Heath moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris moves to second. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 0-for-1 in the game. Tebbets hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harris scores. McNair moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tom Farrick now pitching. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trout bunts in front of the plate. Denning fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Tebbets moves to second. One out. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Tigers. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 0-for-1 in the game. Denning hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-2 in the game. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-1, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins takes first base on ball 4. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Harris. The throw from Denning and he is out, Mack applying the tag. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrick fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tebbets settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hockett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Bloodworth hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fleming for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Farrick, and towards Mack, who fields it and throws to first for the out. McCoskey moves to second. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a fly ball towards right. Harris settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Harris. Gaffke moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Gaffke moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gaffke scores. Hockett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bloodworth scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Ned Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bertie Tebbets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tebbets is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Tebbets hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trout hits a pop-up towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Trout covering, for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack is called out on strikes. Two outs. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Denning hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCoskey. Denning reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Buster Mills pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills is hit by the pitch. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.